been trying to touch base with some of our state lawmakers, trying to keep you abreast of what's going on in the legislative session this year. Representative Mark Mickelson joins us this morning. Mark, how you doing?
Very good, sir. Nice to be with you.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. You've got 1 week of the legislature under your belt, and I know things are just kind of getting going. What were your initial impressions from the governor's state of the state in the first few days?
I thought it was a very positive state of the state address, forward-looking in terms of investing in workforce development. And that is one issue that I think reaches kind of across the aisle and across for most South Dakotans to identify as an area that, one, we all support, and two, we recognize that we do at times underinvest in that area. And the governor has identified some areas for us to do some additional investment. And I think there are some folks out there looking for maybe some other areas we could try to help in areas of workforce development.
What do you think the biggest challenges are going to be in that area, Mark?
You know, honestly, it's at times it's changing the attitude of some of the parents and the students to say, here are some good careers with good income potential and very rewarding traits to convince these young people that this is an area that they ought to invest their time and their careers in. But that may be the biggest challenge. I also know that if you were to compare some of our post-secondary technical institute programs, we are the most expensive state to attend, and we invest the least from a state standpoint, and we do not have any local support in any of our post-secondary technical institutes. So there are a few challenges out there, but I think maybe perhaps student attitudes and maybe at the top of the list.
Representative Mark Mickelson joins us this morning of District 13. One of the issues that's in the news this morning is texting while driving, that Senator of Valley of Mitchell is talking about bringing a bill again that would ban texting while driving.
You know, I haven't made up my mind on how I'm going to vote on that. No one has made the argument on why someone should text and drive to me. And I guess the question is whether or not you need a law against it. I do remember back to my young days when there was, you know, it was the seatbelt law came into effect. And I think there's an example of a state law that did change behavior because none of us used to wear seatbelts. And I think we all do now. So I don't know. I'm interested in it. I don't think it made it to the House floor last year. But I'm glad Senator Bailey's bringing the bill.
Another issue that came up just this last Friday, and I know is expected to get some conversation likely this week, are the Common Core educational standards. Have you been involved with that much?
Sure. Little bit. I mean, it's an issue to my constituency, so we I'm paying pretty close attention to it. I also have three children in the Sioux Falls public school system, so
what do you expect we'll see happen here as that debate unfolds?
I think both the state education administration and a group of Republicans that have been leading an effort to kind of slow down the Common Core are going to come together on a set of bills that will pause any further implementation and study their effects and limit the sharing of any data.
That seems to be one of the biggest concerns, doesn't it, Representative Mickelson, is the sharing of information with the federal government and the databasing of all that?
Well, I think the potential sharing is a concern. I don't know if it's the biggest concern. I mean, there's a lot of parents with pretty strong emotions on both sides of the issue, and they're concerned the quality of the education their kids are receiving.
Right.
And so I think that probably is, you know, I wouldn't put one of the issues ahead of the others. I think they're both important.
Representative Mark Mickelson, District 13. I'm sorry we're a little short on time. I would have liked to have spent a little more time with you, but we appreciate it. Hope we can touch base with you again throughout the legislative session.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Good morning to all your listeners, and have a good day.
Well, and thanks for your workout in Pierre. We'll talk to you soon. That's Representative Mark Mickelson of District 13.